give it to others also. Konak, Kamini, and the Pratishtha, the credit, the credit, the fame, them fame, that is credit. Everyone wants that. These three who can have conquered, he can be trusted, can be taken to be the seeker of the higher truth. These three position, this body attraction and this mind attraction and also the hankering for the name and the fame, the credit in this, the prestige and the popularity in this world. These three phases of life who have rejected, they can be taken as the real searcher of the higher truth. কমন কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা বাঘিনী তো যে আছে যারে সেই তো বৈষ্ণব হরি কৃষ্ণ গৌড় হরি গো Very difficult to take, to give up the charm for prestige, position, pratishtha. The Mayavadi, they can leave everything but not the pratishtha. I am Brahma. What is the highest existence? I am that. And the Buddhist, the atheist, if I cannot be the supreme entity, I won't live. I don't want to live in a position of a slave. I want to be a slave to anything, to anybody. The atheist. And the Vaishnava, they want to live as a serving element in the whole. I am a serving element. I want to live with the whole. As a serving unit. I like to love all. I want a life of a friend to all. Nothing to be left, nothing is bad. Nothing. I want to be friendly to the environment. That is the underlying principle of the Vaishnava. Neither I want to exploit the environment, nor I want to renounce the environment, but I want environment to love. To love means to serve. Real nature of love is sacrifice for the object of loving. Then it is love. Otherwise, it will be lost if exploiting. If connection, affinity for exploitation is lost. But if affinity to serve him, to seek his good, the good of the environment, then it is love. and environment, the whole represented, not a finite like me. When it is love, the opposite of exploitation, dedication. We have to understand the special characteristic and the purity of the life of dedication, the principle of dedication. There we live, die to live. Yajna athat karmanannatta, lokoyam karman. Yajna means sacrifice. Apparently, we put ghee, the most precious thing for our body, into the fire. What is this? Ostentatiously, most comfortable thing and the most useful thing, our body, we put it into fire. And praying for it, that this valuable thing in the world should be reduced to ashes, to clear the atmosphere. Just as in these days people are complaining, have a loud cry, the pollution of the atmosphere by the motor gases, that is the atomic energy, all these things, the atmosphere, not only the water of the ocean is polluted, but the whole atmosphere is being polluted by this scientific form of living. But sacrifice, that purifies the atmosphere. In Bhagavad Gita, we cannot, may not understand, we may not follow the method. Parjanyat anna sambhavam, vajyajnat bhavati parjanyo. This favorable cloud to give proper rain, to produce our necessary crops, that helps this yajna, this fire, the putting ghee into fire. So such gas is made up that a normal rain will come and help us in this world. So feed the society in a subtle form to perform this yajna. Yajna means give, and it will get in fine form. In gross form, if you give to the atmosphere, the atmosphere in its turn will give you by which you will be saved. The yajna is different kind. Dabba yajna, jnana yajna, then your real proper yajna, 100% is devotion. Dabba yajna, to learn to sacrifice with gross materials. Jnana yajna, in thought. In thought we shall think good for others. Others, and including primary cause, who is holding all these things. And the bhakti yajna, bhakti yoga, that is touching to the center. Far from everything be distributed, redistributed. And the idea is given in this way. If you put food into stomach, the whole body is fed. If you pour water into the root, whole tree is fed. To find such center and put your energy there, and everything will be fed. Otherwise it will be impossible for him to feed every part of this universe. Concentrate your energy towards the center. Collect food and put into the stomach. It will automatically, the whole body will be fed. Tathaiva sarvarana uchyutejya. So you worship, you serve uchyuta. And automatically whole thing would be fair. This is the key of the devotee. The light is fine and subtle, high light. Otherwise, if you approach every individual to do something, he won't be able to. If you try to put food into the brain, into the eye won't get any food. Brain also won't get any food. So, whole thing you send to the center, and automatically it will be distributed to every part according to its necessity. The most scientific way of helping the whole universe, at the same time to be faithful to that center, and where you have every dependence. Very harmonizing principle, harmonizing thought, and the most reasonable. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur. Not with the pride that I am giving, not. It is difficult to have connection with that center. By giving to him, you find that you have got ample. The hand is giving food to the stomach. Hand is also being benefited. Everyone. The teeth is chewing the food for the stomach, but they are also being sustained. Center, fine center, loving center. Krishna. Honored person, inconceivable, unthinkable, unthinkable happiness you will find within your soul. Heart of your soul. Gaur-sundar.
Understood what you are saying completely. In a practical sense, then, how do we preach to the public? I don't understand how you approach the center and also approach the individual at the same time.
Education. Primary teacher also, he gives education to the public, and little higher education, then further higher in this way. The most primitive attempt would be to make Sukriti to the people. They may or may not know, knowingly, unknowingly, some sort of energy should be taken and put into the serving wheel. The lowest type of Sukriti. The man may not know. He, in a general way, he is going in his own way. Anyhow, to snatch something, to steal something of his energy and engage itself, it into the service of the Lord. Then when little inclination he has got for devotion, anyhow to converse, to make him understand in favor of the service of the Lord and to get some of his energy, all his, to utilize his prestige, his credit in the service of the God. Then he collects some Shraddha, some regard for the central truth, and to help him in that way. according to the stages to help the people. Not all sorts of preaching will be of the same nature, different nature of preaching. There should be as much as one can do. The book distribution, they may not always consciously taking, but they have got money, they spend something here and there. Oh, I'll give me a book. He may not like to study the book, but some money he gave and took the book. Another gentleman perhaps reading from his table that book. In this way, anyhow, to engage the energy of others for the service of Krishna. Beginning from that, from different layers, we can help giving him. There is this conception, the God conception is beautiful. It is very happy. It helps us to the last limit to take it to them. And when they come and join, then to engage them in that service. So different stages there are. Sometimes did battle with the atheist six scholars and to establish the supremacy of God consciousness. Many stages there are for preaching. As one is qualified, he will do it from his own position there. In different way preaching may go. Some by writing, some by taking the writing to the papas, somebody explaining what is written there, in this way, various ways. Some by cooking and offering, and some by distributing, some cleansing the temple here, and worshipping the deity, thinking that he has been so kind that to come here to capture my mundane senses also. Anyhow towards him, in this way, various infinite ways of service, and that is preaching. Preaching. Worshipping the temple, and dressing in ornamental way, and the people are coming, and they are charmed with the beauty of the deity, and the purity of the present compound, and they are being attracted by that various ways. Sometimes by keeping watch that things of the Lord may not be stolen by someone. In various ways we can do. Even sometimes by giving a good beating to the dogs and boys that are stealing things or making filthy. Various ways we can serve the cause. And service means preaching to a certain extent. And Savan Kirtan, to hear what is God and to reproduce it to others, to preach. That has been given more stress in this Kali Yuga. Savan Kirtan. And mostly Kirtan, chanting. Not in the purpose of a trade to make money, but only with the sincere idea of preaching the greatness, of spreading the greatness of the Supreme Lord, with that idea to talk one another. Bodhayanta parasparam kathayantastamang nittam. What is good, we talk about him. My Lord is the form of highest good. I cannot talk to people without him. my Lord is such and such, he is so great, he is so good. You also come and take him as your friend, you will be benefited. It's inevitable, preaching is inevitable. If a good son or good friend, we try to talk about him, it is our nature. So to talk about him, he is the nearest and the best friend of us. If we feel, we cannot but talk about him, that is the wealth of mine. I want to give that wealth to others, and in this way, preaching, never, preaching. In whatever position, whatever level I am, if I find this is good, to extend it to others, that is teaching. Now a different layer of preaching. Some even may preach within heart. Heart, you may meditate in such a strong way, mental waves will flow to other minds. He is thinking within. But the mental waves that are created by his meditation, that is going away and touching, entering into the minds of so many others. That also preaching something. Thinking of also preaching in a subtle form. Kalti saranam smaranam. That is also devotion. Smaran means to recollect, to hear, to speak, to meditate. Anunnanam saranam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sivanam. Then to sad archanam, to revere, bandhanam, to praise, dasyam, to serve in very variegated way, sukkam, to cultivate friendship, to understand we are friend, that is also sukkam, atmanibedanam, and we offer whole self to the Lord, that he is the absolute owner of myself. All these ways of devotion. Anyhow, exertion. We cannot but exert. All exertion should be converted into the serving attitude towards the absolute Lord. Devotion. Preach. Preaching in different layers. All may not be same. Whatever capacity one has got, a learned, he may go on in his own way. A strong man, he will go in his another way, but by bodily strength. So one, whatever he has got, he will begin with that. But how subject will be one? Valuation will be according to that. Maharaj Pratapritra, he engaged himself in the sweeper's service. And that affected the heart of Mahaprabhu. Service. Service is heart. Own heart. Outwardly, the emperor, he engaged himself in his sweeper service, and that attracted his heart most effectively. What is service then? Everything may be service. Everything may be preaching. Assertion. Preaching means assertion, to throw the wave outside. The vibration will be produced and it will go outside to appear in the same plane. Mahaprabhu danced and took the name of Krishna, the deer, the tiger, the birds, the elephant, they also dance and take Krishna, name Krishna. How? The inner vibration touched their soul, very fine. The elephant mentality, tiger mentality, all outside. But soul is the innermost, and soul's vibration moved that inner soul and excited them into Krishna consciousness. So it is possible that they also were mad, taking the name of Krishna and dancing. Some sort of inner urge made them to do so. The bodily elephant, mentally elephant, but in soul, he is Krishna Das. The innermost existence was moved and exalted. This is possible. Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Jagai Mala, he was converted immediately. But our conversion, so much people we are, our conversion is so much troublesome for the Lord. Intense force applied, a special care. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara. Gauranga Sundara. Gauranga. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haru. Krandami saubhagya bharam prakashito. How rarely find a rarely found treasure, jewel. Sanatan Krishna Prem Nilokena Hoy, it is so precious, never to be found a drop in the whole human society. Mahaprabhu conceived of so deep and interest, so deep and purest drop of divine love. He says, never to be found in this human society. It never comes down to the human society here, Sanatana. It is to be worshipped in the highest layer of the existence in Vrindavan. Unfortunately, if anyone comes in contact with that, he can't live without that. He dies. Without that fine food, he does not take any other food. And the dust of that food, if he does not get, he will die. If anyone comes in connection, generally, he's never disconnected. But if disconnected by chance, he will die. can't stand the separation, can't stand the separation of that highest drop of nectar. All high talks. High talks, yes. Make it. Necessity is the mother of invention. Create necessity. And the necessity is the mother of invention. That without Krishna Prem, without that nectar, nothing can satisfy our hearts, quench our heart's thirst. Preach in favor of Krishna Prem in the market. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prem, love. Most valuable thing ever invented is love in the world. The most valuable thing in the world is love, divine. Love, divine. Just as it is told about one's learning. One's learning. Learning cannot be stolen away by thieves. Learning does not come to be divided amongst the partners. Gyanativit bantane naiva chauri napi namniyati. No dhani, no khayam jati. Learning, if you distribute to others, it does not decrease. Learning is such a wonderful wealth that your partners cannot divide it. A thief cannot steal it. And if you distribute to others, it will rather increase and not, it will be lessened. So what about Krishna Prem? How wonderful thing that will be. That love, a drop of divine love. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Gauranga came with that thing of highest conception of our ambition. If I come to this world, love divine, do or die to live, everything for himself, we belong to him wholesale. He was the son of his former ashram, Tirtha Maharaj.
And has been bestowed upon by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is an unique subject. Very few people will understand.
No,
this is it.
Like
the ocean. We have the fortune to pick up some gems. And if we keep those gems in our heart, implement it, and practice it accordingly.
His father was senior disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
My father is a disciple.
And he took sannyas from our Guru Maharaj.
First sannyas. The foremost and the first sannyasi.
Tirtha Maharaj.
His name is B.P. Tirtha Goswami.
His English translation Bhagavad Mahaprabhu na kiya se?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gita translated by him.
It was he who first wrote in English in India the life and of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life and precepts very short, and his is bigger.
That is bigger.
And Nishikanta Sanyal's Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishna Chaitanya.
These were the books first published in English for the world people.
Oh. See, I heard
your division. I am 50 years, more than 45 years experience in Gaudiya Math. And you told me, yesterday GBC's resolution will be binding on me. Then what I am doing all these 50 years, more than half a century, I have got experience here. And yesterday GBC's resolution will be binding on me. Then what am I? I am a zero.
No.
You some questions and then he answered, and he wrote an article in Back to Godhead. And that article was very much adored in the whole of America.
Yes, I remember.
Remember. Then some told that you were suppressing the credit of our Guru Maharaj, and you are introducing some other gentleman as a big Vaishnava in Navadvip you have found, and you are trying to introduce him into the arena. He was a traitor to Swami Maharaj. You don't think that he is the absolute teacher of all us. You are introducing another Vaishnava here in this article. With credit, we consider it that you have lost your faith in Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. So Achyutananda told that. And then Achyutananda wanted a letter which was written by Swami Maharaj to Govinda Maharaj. I leave Achyutananda in the care of Swami Maharaj, I believe him, let him to have his training there. I will be very much satisfied if Maharaj takes him as a student in this way. Then Achyutananda went it, I want that letter, by order of Swami Maharaj, I have come to you, he ordered me to learn from you. But that letter was not found at that time, where it was. Afterwards, that letter was found. At that time, you know, then Achyutananda asked me, I want some incident. Then I asked him, your field will be Calcutta. English knowing people you want. So if you want to do some service to your Guru Maharaj, you go to Calcutta. I shall ask Madhav Maharaj to make arrangement for you. And there you will preach on the educated section and try to purchase the land on that side, where it is now. He did so. Then he asked me, the Swami Maharaj asked me to preach among the masses on the banks of the Ganges. And you told to approach the elites of Calcutta. What should I do? I told him, our Guru Maharaj wanted that we should approach the scholars, big persons, and the mass will come automatically. Our policy was that. When your Gurudev wants you to preach among the masses, in the bathing ghat, in the Ganges, where ordinary religiously minded people will go to take bath, you obey your Guru Maharaj's order. I told him plainly. This is the 2 points in difference. So he was condemned by the GBC or so many disciples of Swami Maharaj that he is making much of Sridhar Maharaj. So many things may come and go. It doesn't matter. We have to go on with our own. It is the ocean, infinite ocean, where Krishna is deciding what is what, how much we can understand what is what. We are in the ocean, in the infinite. Only we have to take care of our own self sincerely, according to our understanding. That's every response to the ends. Karmanyevadikarasti mahapalishu kalatama. The consequence is in my hand, and the part of duty attached to you, that is the burden of that on you only. The teeny part of duty attached to you, that is on your head. Your responsibility finishes there. But the result is in my own hand. It is the resultant of so many forces around. Mahapalishu kadacho. It is with me. We must be sincere in discharging our duty, what we can understand to be. There ends our response. There may be so many defects in me, there must be, that if the Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Gurudev, clears me of those defects, that is good for me. I should not be afraid, and I shall not preach that I am a perfect man. That is foolish. That is the most foolish thing for a person to say that he is perfect. A bogus person. How much I can know? Whatever Krishna wants to me to know me, I know that. I can know that only. Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. I must be sincere to my own understanding and feeling, to my own conscience. Whatever I shall think good, best, I shall say that. To accept that or not to accept, that is with other party. I am clear there. What I am saying, according to my own conscience and understanding, I shall say what I understand. Now they are told, if after Vrindavan sitting, that Kirtanananda is accused of preaching a cult and not the truth that was given by Swami Maharaj, or his preaching cult. A cult is a thing known in America. A cult.